Dreamscape presents The Story of Us by Molly O'Keefe, narrated by Reagan West. One. The young ones, as a rule, were hard. The young pregnant ones were heartbreaking. Samantha Riggins watched the girl sitting in her office, clearly trying hard not to cry, and wondered how many more young pregnant girls Sam could help before jumping off the deep end. There was a limit. There had to be. "She hasn't said anything?" Samantha asked Deb, who'd checked in the girl while Sam taught an evening computer class. "Nothing helpful," Deb said with a heavy sigh and arched eyebrows that reminded Sam that the young pregnant ones never said anything helpful. "Gave us the name Jane Doe and insisted she's 21. If Jane Doe was 21, Sam would eat her dog Daisy's dinner. "Anything else?" she asked, turning to watch Deb, who had walked in the doors of Serenity House Women's Shelter 4 years ago, just like Jane Doe. Young, pregnant, terrified. At least Jane Doe didn't appear beaten. Not like Deb had been. Beaten to within an inch of dying. "She's scared," Deb said, leaning against the kitchen counter. "But she's not talking. She's from the East Coast. Maybe New York?" She shook her head, her turquoise and rhinestone glasses, catching the last of the light through the windows and tossing it around the room. "And that black hair is about as real as mine," Deb said, touching the blonde tips of her long black braids. "She's got dye on her neck and hands. She's running, that girl, and she's not looking back." Sam's worst suppositions were realized. Of course, young, pregnant women with bus station dye jobs didn't show up at Serenity House because they'd heard the food was good. They came because Northwoods, North Carolina, was the last stop on the southernmost tracks of a train heading out of the snarl that was New York, Newark, D.C., and Baltimore. And they came because they were in trouble. For what it's worth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?